The butts are planning to eat Eatles this week. I really hope the butts feed the Eatles, but this fans are so mean. I hope we score a ton of points on them. Now, everyone remember one thing, and that is... Speed softly. And carry a band stick!
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
Another podcast for you. I'm fired up. Are you ready? Let's take back Ray J. Listen, the Eagle fans are showing up on Sunday. But after our team went to New Orleans, a division rival, and laid 48 points on them. If we were going to throw a fucking parade for this team when they went 9-7. Just 2 years ago, damn it, let the confetti fly. We're in first place. We're 1-0, and we're coming home for the Super Bowl champions. Come on, Bucks fans. This is it. Let's do this. I am so fired up, man. I want this offense to go out there. I want the offensive line to manhandle the Eagles' defense. I want Fitzpatrick to light up their secondary, but I want the Eagles to overcompensate for the Bucs' aerial attack with all the weapons of Evans and Godwin and Humphreys and DeSean Jackson, who practiced on Thursday, and O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate. I want them to overcompensate. And I want Peyton Barber to run all over their fucking asses. Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Man, it is gonna be insane. A chance to go 2-0? Hell, I'm not even gonna dig into the archive to see the last time we went 2-0. I don't even give a shit about the last time we went 2-0. I just know that the opportunity is there to shock the fucking world. Tampa Bay, the Bucks, Buccaneers against the world. Let's make it happen. We shocked the world in New Orleans, and now we are coming home to defend our home turf against the Super Bowl champions. Everyone wanted to look at this first three games and say, oh, woe is me. They're going 0-3. It's the toughest three-game start in NFL history. You know what I say? It's the greatest opportunity to start a season with unbelievable momentum and confidence than to go against a division rival on the road, the Super Bowl champion, and one of the most glorious, infamous franchises in all of sports on Monday Night Football. I'm fucking ready. I know you are as well. Damn it. We have gone too many years to not act like last week wasn't a big deal. It might have been a mirage. It might have been an oasis. It might not have been the team we all hope it will be. But you know what? They also might be pretty fucking good. And all I need is a chance. And if this team is good, then damn it, they deserve us in the stands, backing them up and giving them home field advantage. We can sit here and we can bitch about the defense and bitch about Mike Smith and bitch about no pass rush and bitch about the secondary and bitch and bitch and bitch. Nothing you can do about it at this point. You want to make changes? Then make them at the end of the season. But going on social media and just crucifying a defensive player or Mike Smith and saying they need to fire him after one fucking game of the season, come on. Come on, fans, let's go. We know the struggles they're going to have. But they're not going to fire Mike Smith right now. There's no player out there available that they're going to magically get and all of a sudden sprinkle some fairy dust and this defense is better. So you got to hope the young players get better and you got to hope this defensive line gels and puts pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And we need them to continue to stop the run against the Eagles. But more than anything, we, as a fan base, having that stick carrier mentality of carrying a big motherfucking stick, as I've told you, the stick carriers, this isn't a private group. We're not isolated. We're not a group at all. We are just Bucks fans embracing a movement to bring fans together. That's what this is. It's to create an identity for Bucks fans. You've got the Dog Pound, you got the Bills Mafia, you got the Black Hole, you got all these other fucking fan bases. Well, you know what? We are the stick carriers. We are living by the words of Dirk Cutter, who said it during the 9-7 season when he said to speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. What did I tell you in the preseason? There was a quiet confidence about this team. I did a whole fucking podcast on it. Quiet confidence. People were debating positions and players and this and that and upset about the fourth game of the preseason. And I said, shh, do what the team's doing and speak softly. They did it. The entire preseason, they did it. They spoke softly. They did it leading up to the first game, and fuck, they've done it this week leading up to this game against the Super Bowl champions. But come that first game in New Orleans, they busted out their big motherfucking stick, and they shoved it right up their ass! Let's do it again! I am fired up! Here's the deal. Listen, this is just a short podcast. This is just me unleashing the passion and hoping that you listening to this right now feel the same energy that I do. We have to defend our home. We have to stand on defense. We have to cheer on our defense. They're going to give up first downs. Fuck, they're going to give up field goals. They're going to give up touchdowns. But we can't give up. We can't give up. We stand for the defense. We get excited. We bring the energy to the stadium. The players will feed off this energy, and we will beat the Philadelphia Eagles and go to 2-0 on the season. You gotta believe it. You gotta believe it. I'll be tailgating early on Sunday. Listen, anyone listening to this podcast is more than welcome to join us. It is going to be very relaxed, very laid back. I'm sure we'll have some music. We might have the Bucks pregame on. If you want to come hang out with us, bring your own beer. Bring your own food. If you want food to be grilled up, we've got a grill there. And we are going to be in a big grass lot. If you are heading east on Tampa Bay away from Himes. So you go up Himes, you turn east on Tampa Bay. You head up about a half mile or less. Just when you pass Glen. Look to the right-hand side, big grass lot. You'll see us in there. Please come and join us. Everyone is welcome. But I also encourage everyone to go and do their own tailgating. Remember, this is entertainment. This is about friends and family. Take advantage of it. Now, if you want to bring your friends and family and come hang out with us, you're more than welcome. If you want to be part of our friends and family, you're more than welcome. Bring your own beer. Bring your own food. It's that simple. And if everyone contributes, then everyone can share each other's shit. Not that hard. At noon, we will meet in the South End Zone Plaza. So whether you're tailgating with us or not, whether you tailgate or not, maybe you just show up for the game. You know, that we're not going to make a big hubbub. I mean, we were walking like fucking 2 miles last year doing the walk. Yeah, it'll be some sort of a walk. But if you're tailgating somewhere else and can't be a part of the walk, I don't want you to be left out. And the Buccaneers have teamed up with Street Laced Marketing, my man Greg Wolf. They are going to be rocking it out on the South End Zone Plaza. And we, the Stick Carrier Movement, have been personally invited to be a part of this new tradition at Bucks games. And I said, don't you worry, Greg. Don't you worry, Mr. Wolf. We are going to load up the Bucks beach. Listen, I don't even know what the fuck it's about. But I know it's going to be a party. And I know that we are all going to be there by noon. By noon. Let's load up the South End Zone Plaza. Let's chant together. Let's yell together. Let's enter that stadium together. And let's beat the Eagles together. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. BUCCANEERS. Go, Bucks. Whoo. We'll end in the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter. You can listen to his first part of this thing. But I'm telling you, we are going to forget about the speak softly. We are entering our home stadium for the first time this season, and we're already 1-0. Without further ado, take it away, coach.
Right back into this. Yeah. Speak right. Softly, yeah. Carry a big motherfucker.
Do your job. Defend our home. Make some noise. And players, coaches, front office, do your job and let's go to 2-0. Nailed it!
Show
BUCCANEERS, the Bucks. Go Bucks.